Yes, we do.
Please continue, my friend.
Thank you. I'll let Chris get this one queued up, but I'll be giving a brief discussion on the archery opportunities within the State Parks Division. And as an avid archer, more so when I was younger and able to do it, I was very active. First slide is the location within the state park system where we have archery ranges, field courses within the state. Second slide, Chris, is the individual locations. There's 11 locations currently within the Parks Division that has active archery ranges that receive various levels of uses. Next slide, Chris. Practice ranges are pretty much prevalent at all of our range areas. Practice range, as I define it, is a single shooting line with targets at various distances where you leave the shooting line, you walk down range, pick up your arrows, and return to that same shooting line station. Some of these practice ranges offer elevated shooting platforms for practice for hunting situations. And we also have areas where we've got dedicated targets for practicing with broadheads, which are the heads we use tip for hunting deer and other wild game. Some of these, as you'll see in the picture, some of these have canopies on them constructed. You're fine, Chris. That cover the shooting lines, and other are have open shooting lines. Okay, next. In addition to the practice ranges, a number of these courses have field archery ranges, which is basically a trail where there's a number from 14 up to 28 individual shooting stations. Many of these park locations had the assistance from the National Field Archers Association, the NFAA, for range layout. So we weren't reinventing the wheel. A lot of these stations, they'll have yardages from 10 yards out to 80 yards. And you'll find various trail surfaces, Wahee Downstream wood chipped, similar to Lewis and Clark, and others may be mowed or just natural soil surfaces. These field ranges are also used for 3D archery shoots. And in some cases, some of these park locations will put out these 3D targets to use for realistic hunting practice on their ranges. They get a great deal of seasonal use and very popular just prior to the archery seasons, as I can attest here at the Farm Island and the Oahe Downstream Range. Next slide, Chris. So some of the events I just wanted to touch upon, Yankton, kind of the epicenter for the archery in South Dakota, the headquarters of the NFAA. They've hosted world, national, state, and local archery tournaments there, as well as some of our other courses. The Hartford Beach, the new course there, hosted the outdoor 3D and the outdoor state shoot. Oahe Downstream regularly hosts the annual 4-H 3D, state 3D course there in April of every year. And not to mention a number of 4-H and local archery clubs use these courses to facilitate their tournaments and fun shoots. Next slide, Chris. Also, a lot of these parks were using these for education and outreach opportunities. Some of these are the Boys and Girl Scouts that use the local ranges right around here at Pier Fort Pier, the 4-H shooting sports, very active on a lot of our ranges. Some of the programs that we conduct with the department, the Step Outside programs, the Becoming an Outdoor Family through South Dakota State Parks, GF&P archery basic classes, Bow Hunter Ed, and actually up in Watertown, they've got the city parks actually conducting classes on their local parks range as well. So very active courses, trying to get a lot of people introduced to the sport. Next slide, Chris. Mm-hmm.
I think we lost you. Just a heads up. Keep going.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
So some of the partnerships that we developed, this is basically a very good example of what we do with the department and our shareholders within our local communities and statewide. We developed a number of interested parties that to help us develop these courses and instruct classes on these. We take advantage of the Pittman-Robertson dollars, the federal aid and wildlife restoration dollars that are available through grant proceeds to the department and local clubs annually. Once again, we partner with 4-H. A lot of local archery clubs that you can see there that either first initiated these archery ranges or continue to work with the department on the particular ranges. Some of the other shareholders and partnerships, Isaac Walton League, Shields and Cabela's that provide discounts or targets for these ranges, local outdoor and wildlife clubs. Then we've got private sector that just decides to donate money for a worthy cause. And in some cases, we've had the South Dakota Army National Guard help with the development of some of these ranges. So next slide, Chris. So just looking forward, these are two new locations that some of the park managers are looking to develop new ranges, Lake Ponset State Park near Arlington, and then Palisades State Park near Garrison. So that's something we can look forward to in the future, having two additional ranges that would bring the total up to 13 within the division. And with that, I'll stand by for any questions.
Okay, thanks, Pat. Appreciate that. Anybody have questions for Pat? Thanks, Pat. Appreciate all the time you put into that presentation. I love to see the new archery ranges and be able to see some guys taking some long shots and getting better at it than just winging and prayering it. So appreciate all the work you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today.